So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
There are too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom reaching you loud and clear on the alt-right frontier. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. You are tuned in on the TFR Radio Network, broadcasting to you from a log cabin in a secret mountaintop location somewhere in Appalachia on White America Radio. Hey, folks, and welcome back to Freedom Rings. Glad to be back with you again on this broadcast of my show here. Now, I'm going to start out the show with a story that I really wouldn't like to. It's got some ties here to North Carolina, so I'm going to lead off with this story. It's not a happy story. It will kind of enrage you if you're not familiar with this story yet. I am referring, of course, to the guy who got punched in New York City a couple of days ago, fell to the ground, hit his head, and subsequently died. This is yet another case of a violent Negro assaulting someone for no reason. Now, the guy that was killed, name is Sandor Zavos, from Boca Raton, Florida, very Eastern European looking. Apparently, he was in New York City to attend a wedding, and his sister-in-law had called an Uber ride for him, because I guess he had a couple glasses of wine or whatever. And, of course, in New York City, you don't rent a car anyway. I mean, you take a taxi everywhere. But he knocked on a couple of windows trying to find the right ride. It was about 1 a.m. in the morning, and he knocked on the window and realized it was the wrong vehicle, so he walked away. And this violent thug of a Negro by the name of Jameel Jones, who happens to be an assistant basketball coach here in North Carolina at Wake Forest University up in Winston-Salem, followed him and then punched him for no reason. The man fell to the ground, struck his head, and he passed out. I mean, he was bleeding from the nose and the mouth. I don't know where the guy punched him, but he hit him hard enough that it was either the punch or the fall to the ground where he struck his head that killed him. But either way, he was taken off life support a few days later, and he died. So this violent Negro turned himself into police. He's been charged with assault, but the medical examiner has ruled this as a homicide. So I'm sure those charges will change very soon. But it's disgusting, folks. I mean, these people, they are violent. There is no way that they can ever live in a civilized society because they are not civilized people. If they want your Nikes, they'll steal them. If you resist, they'll kill you and take them. This guy punched him for no reason. It's disgusting. And every day we see this all the time, more and more. But let me go over an article I found about it on here. It says he was in New York City to attend a wedding. And apparently, like I said, it was his sister-in-law that called the Uber ride. And his employers described him on Facebook as super outgoing, friendly, and an incredibly smart businessman. He was always upbeat, positive, kind, and caring, the post said. He was fun to be with, interesting, and always interested. He was a really good person. Now, police said the suspect left the scene in a white SUV, which you could, of course, have seen on the videotape. There was some surveillance tape taken of it. And again, the suspect is named Jameel Jones, who is a basketball coach based here in North Carolina. And he's said to be a rising college basketball coaching star at Wake Forest University. Yeah, well, now that's gone down the toilet because he's headed straight towards the big house. Now, a witness told the Associated Press that Mr. Szabo may have been slightly intoxicated and knocked on a number of car windows before Jones allegedly hit him, which, of course, I went over with you before. It's just stunning, folks. It really is. It sickens me that these people are allowed to exist in our modern civilized society. They are not civilized. They came from the Stone Age, and that's where they belong. Now, his attorney has referred to this as a tragic accident. Accident my ass. He deliberately got out of that car, flagged the guy down, or chased the guy down, and assaulted him. That was not an accident. That was a purpose. There is a huge difference. And it's violent Negro thugs like this who are responsible for the majority of the violent crime in this country. They cannot help themselves any more than a leopard can change his spots. You cannot take people from a Stone Age society, a tribalistic society, and put them into a modern, civilized society and expect them to coexist peacefully. You cannot put wolves and bobcats into the same cage and expect them to coexist peacefully. So you can't do it with people either. Now, it's just as wrong to force people to be together as it is to force them to be apart. That is why multiculturalism will fail. Because you cannot put unlike people together and expect them to get together. It will not work. One day, the liberals are going to realize this, probably the exact moment that they're dying from being assaulted or raped or shot or stabbed or mugged by one of these violent thugs. Maybe then they'll understand. Maybe then they'll get it. But even at that point, I don't think the majority of them will understand. What's wrong? What did I do to you? Why is this happening to me? Oh, boo-hoo-hoo-hoo. And by then, it'll be too late. And at that point, I don't just care anymore. They'll have gotten what's coming to them. If you go out into the wild and you capture, say, a crocodile, and you care for it, and you love that little crocodile, you could put a cute little crocodile collar around his neck and put him on a leash and walk him down the street and think it's oh so cute, and then one day he turns around and bites your leg off. Hey, that's your fault. And the problems that we're having now are the fault of the liberals. Now, you know, I'm actually quite proud of myself. I thought for sure that somewhere during that segment I would slip up and call him a nigger. I guess I just did. Oops.
It's Tommy Freedom.
So let's talk about Charlottesville. Now, it's been a year. Over this past weekend, they had the one-year anniversary march from Charlottesville last year, where, of course, you know what went wrong. Our side showed up to peacefully protest, and the protesters showed up to protest our side, and it ended up with someone heroically running down a progressive. So this year, it was the progressive left who showed up and staged their rally. And they were suddenly very uncomfortable because of the police presence that was there to protect them, but they felt scared and violated, and that the cops were there in place of the white supremacists. So I found this article. It's entitled, Tense Confrontation Amid Peaceful Vigils in Charlottesville. Give me a break. The city of Charlottesville marked the anniversary of last summer's white supremacist violence that sent ripples through the country with largely peaceful vigils and other events. Excuse me? Lighting fires and shooting people? That's peaceful? No. But police had a brief, tense confrontation with students angry over the heavy security presence there this weekend. Why are you in riot gear? We don't see no riot here. activists chanted Saturday evening. What is it with these people anyway? What do they think they're going to get out of repeating the same thing over and over again? Do they think they're clever that they're making a rhyme? I started rhyming when I was in kindergarten. Grow up, folks. Shortly before a pre-planned evening rally to mark the anniversary of a campus confrontation between torch-carrying white nationalists and counter-protesters, activists unfurled a banner that said, "Last year they came with torches, this year they come with badges." Yeah, and I'm sure that that was largely pre-printed. You can't make up a banner that quick. They knew something was going down. They had some inside info on that. A group of more than 200 protesters then marched to another part of the University of Virginia's campus, where many of the crowd shouted at officers in riot gear who had formed a line. See if I can pronounce this correctly. Kibiriti Majuto, a coordinator for the UVA Students United, said the students moved to another part of campus because they didn't want to be caged in the area where the rally had been planned. Hey, you idiots, it was there for your own protection. How does that create a sense of community? How are we going to be safe in that situation? He asked. Majuto said police were not on our side last year when white supremacists surrounded counter-protesters on the rotunda. Cops and Klan go hand in hand, he said. Give me a break. Charlottesville City Councilman Wes Bellamy said he tried to defuse the situation and told the police commander that the students were upset by the officer's tactics, calling the officer's riot gear over the top. You know, it's there for a reason, because they expect you to be throwing rocks and bottles of Molotov cocktails at them. After a few minutes, most of the demonstrators began to walk away. Well, hallelujah, it worked, didn't it? It didn't last very long for them, did it? People were there, they stood up to them, they couldn't shout over everyone who was there, and they felt uncomfortable, so they left. And there were no immediate reports of arrests on campus. Well, see, that's good to hear. Let me scroll through this here a little well. There was actually some positive feedback about the police presence. It's nice that they're here to protect us, said Laura Mitchell, who is a sales associate at a shop that sells artwork, jewelry, and other items. It feels good that they're here in front of our store. Last year was a whole different story. It looked like a war zone last year compared to what it is today. On August 12th, hundreds of white nationalists, including neo-Nazis, skinheads, and Ku Klux Klan members, descended on Charlottesville in part to protest the city's decision after it decided to remove a monument of Confederate General Robert E. Lee from a park. Violent fighting broke out between attendees and counter-protesters that day. Authorities eventually forced the crowd to disperse, but a heroic car later heroically barreled into a crowd of counter-protesters, killing 32-year-old Heather Heyer. Well, Heather should not have been there. It was a rally that was designed for white nationalists, and anytime you show up to protest or counter-demonstrate somebody else's demonstration, you are actually in the way. You are causing a problem for them trying to espouse their right to peacefully protest. Now, of course, I did change the wording there a little bit. I failed to say that they were peaceful counter-protesters, and I did, of course, add heroic in there. But yeah, that's what it comes down to, folks. They can do anything they want to us, but you try and do something back, and then you are the bad guy. Now, let's see. I found something here a little bit further down. Clara Carlson is one of those counter-protesters. She feared for her life last year when she and a group of her friends were surrounded by the phalanx of young white men at the statue. Carlson's group locked arms and chanted slogans of their own, including, "Black Lives Matter and no Nazis, no KKK, no Fascist USA." Again, what's with the rhyming? Oh, and Fascist USA? Let me explain something here, folks. We are not fascists. Okay, they are fascists. Antifa, who supposedly stands for anti-fascist, they are fascists. Let me explain to you what a fascist is. Let's start with the origin of the word. It came to fruition mainly during World War II with Benito Mussolini. So he used the word fasci for the symbol. It was Italian, so they've been labeled as fascists since. Fascis, in English, known as faggots, has nothing to do with a sexual term, is a bundle of sticks which are meant to be lit on fire. Throughout history, groups who have used the faggots or the fascis have been dictators. That is fascism. If you disagree with them, they want to destroy you. They want to put you in prison. They want to put you to death. That is not what we are doing. But that is exactly the way the progressives think of us. They want to shut us up. They want to put us out of business. They want to throw us in prison, and if they had their way, they would have us put to death. It is, in fact, Antifa and the progressive left who are the fascists. This, my friends, is the pot calling the kettle black. And no pun intended. Gotta take a short break. I will be back in a couple of minutes.
30 years from now, my kids will be outnumbered. Are you going to let that happen? Don't leave the mess for your children to clean up. Join the struggle. Start here at KKK Radio.
College students, high school students, business owners, entrepreneurs, learn how you can be a person of influence for a new America. Enroll in Soldiers of the Cross Training Institute. Learn more at www.sotctraininginstitute.com.
Minorities, homosexuals, and women. I'm not a hater, but I hate that line.
Me too. You know, you see it written like that in the media.
Yes, I've noticed that. Why do you think that is? I don't have anything in common with so-called minorities.
Minorities, right. White people are the world's minority.
That's true.
I think they like to group all women together so white women won't consider their race. If they don't consider their white identity, they won't recognize the threats against it.
That's a really good point.
So, whenever I hear the phrase, minorities and women, or minorities, homosexuals and women, I'll call it what it is, cheap shots against white women.
This message brought to you by the White Women's Perspective.
They have been mistreated and misunderstood for generations. Abusive owners have done severe damage and given these beautiful creatures a bad reputation. Every day, millions suffer from misuse and neglect. But you can make a difference by giving a gun a loving home. These guns want nothing more than to adore and protect you. And Blackstone Shooting Sports wants to match you with a new gun and a new addition to your family. The friendly and professional staff at Blackstone are experts and know how to find the perfect firearm to fit your lifestyle. And Blackstone Shooting Sports has the kind of guns that need a loving home more than anything else. Like AK-47s, AR-15s, and the best and biggest selection of handguns in England. So please, have a heart. And don't let a gun spend another night on a cold, dusty shelf.
Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here for Freedom Rings. I invite you to tune in every week and listen to my show, Freedom Rings, and hear what I, Tommy Freedom, have to say. It's usually pretty interesting and quite informative. It may have something to do with freedom. It may have something to do with liberty. It may be downright funny, but it will always be informative. So be sure and tune in each week to listen to me, Tommy Freedom, here on my show at Freedom Rings, broadcasting to you loud and clear on KKK Radio. Okay, so I am back. In the meantime, during the commercial break, I made an adjustment to the gain and the power boost on my mixing board, as well as moving the microphone back a little bit. So this way here, I'm not going to overload anything, and it's looking to me right now like it's really, really good. You might have to adjust your volume a little bit, but I am nowhere near the mic. I'm literally 2 feet away from the mic now, so I think this is actually the perfect setup. I can look in any direction, and the mic is picking it up in the same manner. Looking at the mic, looking at the monitor, looking over at the mixing board, it's all picking it up. So that's good. From here on out, I should be able to come through loud and clear with no distortion. So glad I found that out last week. But I want to... I'm getting off track here. I want to talk to you about Muslims. Now, you know, I am not a fan of Islam at all, especially their rules, their laws, Sharia law. And that I have spoken out many, many times against Sharia law, what it stands for, what it represents, and how bad it is for the world. Now, I know, folks, you have heard about this story where a woman and her daughter were held in Dubai after the mother had had a complimentary glass of wine on the plane from London to Dubai, somewhere over the ocean in the middle of nowhere. Okay? But here's the story. A woman was detained in Dubai for 3 days with her 4-year-old daughter after drinking a complimentary glass of wine on a flight from London, according to the human rights group Detained in Dubai. So apparently, this is not the first time something has happened in Dubai. Now, The Guardian reported that Ellie Holman, who is a 44-year-old dentist, originally from Sweden, and she is drop-dead gorgeous, by the way, she moved to England, and she lives there with, they're calling her partner, Gary, apparently they're not married, and their children. She was denied water and made to clean toilets while in custody. She was arrested on July 13th after an immigration official questioned her about her visa and asked if she had consumed alcohol. What business is it of theirs? After landing, she was questioned by an immigration official who said her visa was invalid and she must return to London immediately, the group said. Well, she said the official was dismissive and rude, and when she asked if she could buy another visa, she was then questioned about her alcohol, which she admitted to consuming, again outside of the country. Holman claims she and her daughter Bibi were initially denied food, water, and access to a toilet while being held in a cell together for 3 days. Holman claimed the guards tried to rip out her hair extensions and described the prison as hot and foul-smelling. Well, from what I read here, later on you'll understand why, according to The Guardian. She said the pair were made to sleep on a filthy mattress and that she was told to clean toilets and floors. My little girl had to go to the toilet on the cell floor. Well, now you know why it smelled so bad. I have never heard her cry in the same way as she did in that cell. Can you imagine what these people went through? When her partner Gary found out that they had been detained, he left their other children, Suri 9 and Noah 8, with family and quickly flew from England to Dubai. 3 days later, the dentist was taken back to the airport and released on bail, but so far the situation has cost her tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees, expenses, and missed work. She was also told she must stay in Dubai until the case was resolved. However, perhaps due to heavy coverage of this story in the UK press, Holman was told in a telephone call Saturday that she can leave Dubai any time and will not face any charges. The Dubai government also apologized and said it will pay for the flights home. Ha, big deal. Why don't you pay for everything else? The city-state is a popular tourist destination, but public consumption of alcohol is mostly illegal in Dubai, which has strict rules. Now, this is where it comes down to the nitty-gritty, folks. Tourists are permitted to drink in licensed restaurants, hotels, and bars attached to licensed hotels. However, it is unacceptable and punishable to drink in public places. She consumed that wine on a flight outside of Dubai. That's the big thing here. It goes on to say, Dubai is incredibly strict about public drunkenness. Being drunk in public can lead to sentences of 6 months in jail and hefty fines. Holman's with her two older children who had flown out to Dubai for a visit when she received the news, and she was ecstatic. She told the Daily Mail, "I can't believe this is over. When I got the call from the government telling me they were dropping the case, I was in shock. I was told to prepare for a long stay in Dubai and a prison sentence. The man on the phone apologized on behalf of the immigration official who put me and Bibi through all of this." Can you imagine that, folks? Seriously, for a glass of wine that was consumed in another country or outside of your country? This is disgusting. This is Sharia law. Sharia law is accepted by the liberal left, the progressives, who see nothing wrong with it. And as more and more of those Muslim extremists come to this country, they are trying to instill Sharia law here in this country. It is completely unacceptable. Now, I want to know why she was even going to Dubai in the first place. Why in the world would you go to a place like that where you have no freedom? That's not a vacation. I mean, that would be like me taking my vacation and checking in to Alcatraz or Pelican Bay. What is wrong with these people? Why would you deliberately go to a place like that? Why would you vacation in Africa? Why would you go to places that are dangerous where you have no rights? That's just sheer stupidity. In a way, this woman learned a lesson the hard way. She got what she deserved for going to a third world country like that, or as George likes to refer to them as, third world countries. But this is what we're looking at, folks. If they come over here and they set up their Sharia law zones, which they have done in other countries, they will literally take the law into their own hands. We cannot allow this. We cannot let this happen. This is our country that was founded on Judeo-Christian principles and laws. That is the law of this land. We do not recognize Sharia law. We do not recognize the laws of other countries. We recognize the law of the land. And that is the Constitution of the United States of America. Look, folks, this is our country. It is not theirs. You come here, you play by our rules. We don't play by yours. We don't care about your rules. We don't care who you are, where you came from. We don't care what you did in your homeland. This ain't your homeland. Your homeland sucks. That's why you came here. You come here, you play by our rules, and you obey our laws. Now, if you're some kind of a freaky Muslim, and you want to challenge me on this, then by all means, feel free. Send me an email. Drop me an email at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear how your sick, twisted mind thinks. And on that note, I must say goodbye. As always, if you want to get in touch with me, you may do so by emailing me at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. Until next week, my friends, this has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. Out for now.
second have I even dwelled on the fact that the show's over. I don't think about it. I try not to think about it, and therefore I, you know, don't.
Why don't you stop talking for a while?
Because it's a very healthy way to deal with something that is ultimately not that important in the long run. It's not important at all.